Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on into the next Psalm, Psalm number 9. And it's a little longer Psalm than we've had before, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll give us a little synopsis of it, and then we'll start looking at it verse by verse. It begins with what we've seen throughout the Psalm so far, with a title, To the Choir Master, According to Muthlabim. Muthlabim, a psalm of David. So what is Muthlabim? Well, when you look up in the resources, the Hebrew resources, I'm looking at one right now, Brown, Driver, and Briggs. That's a major one. And it says this, that it means death. and then a sub meaning underneath that death says meaning is dubious. That the meaning dubious. So it's death meaning dubious. So does that mean that the meaning is dubious, or is the meaning that it means dubious? I don't know. It's not very clear. And so as I scroll through other resources right here, which is a cool thing about a computer and software, generally speaking, it may mean like to die for the sun, okay? Something like that, to die for the sun, or death to the sun. Well, that's sort of dark either way you go, right? And so the general feeling among the scholartariat is that it's probably referring to a tune title, the title of a melody, like we would say a title of a song. And the title of that tune is like Death to the Sun or To Die for the Sun. And that this psalm right here was to be sung to that tune, okay? It's not necessarily referencing that subject matter, but he wanted it sung to that tune. It's sort of like saying, oh, we're going to sing the lyrics of Amazing Grace to the tune House of the Rising Sun. You know, that kind of thing. And you can do, you do that quite often. I used to do it all the time when I was in a more traditional environment. I would take the lyrics to one hymn that people were very, very familiar with and then sing it to another tune that people were very familiar with. And actually, there's all sorts of tools that show you how to do that with hymns particularly. So we don't know what it is. We just think that this psalm was to be sung to that tune. And so this psalm has all the elements that we've seen in the previous psalms. He starts off with praise. He talks about how God is protecting him. He's delivered him from enemies, delivered him from other nations. He praises God all the way through. He tells God that he has afflictions, but he gives God thanks for destroying the wicked people and preserving those that are in need. So it's things that we have seen, but he brings them together in a particular kind of way. And so pay real close attention to what the psalmist David is saying and how he's saying. So here's verse 1. He says this. I want to read from the ESV today. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. So let me read that again. Pay close attention. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Let me read a couple of the translations, a couple of other English translations. The Lexham, I will thank Yahweh with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Okay. King James, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. The other one says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. And so sometimes these little subtle things make you think. It's not so much they're incorrect, they're wrong, but they make you think. When I'm reading the more traditional, more contemporary translations, it's nearly like he says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, that he's talking to fellow human beings here, one another. And then I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. So he goes from horizontal, which is wonderful, to declare that I'm going to give thanks to the Lord. And then he goes vertical in giving thanks to the Lord. The Authorized Version says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. So it's like it's directed to the Lord. I mean, forthrightly, I will show forth all thy marvelous works. So that's probably more the idea that the whole thing is vertical. But declaring that you're going to give thanks to one another is fine too. Okay. But notice what he's doing from the very beginning. He says, I'm going to give thanks. And notice how these are declarative type of things. I will thanks. I will recount. I will praise. I will show forth. He's determined, I'm going to do this. We must determine these things, folks. If you sit there and say, well, I'll thank God until I, you know, when I feel like it. Really? If you do that, you're likely never going to feel like it, okay? It is a determination of the mind. It's a determination of the heart. We're going to give thanks. In the midst of all things, absolutely. Are we going to give a halfway thanks? Are we going to say, okay, I'm going to thank God when things are going bad, going good. But when they're going bad, I'm not going to thank God, you know? What is this about, you know? No, he says, I will give thanks. He's determined to do this, and he's going to do it with his whole heart. He's not going to be thankful half-heartedly. He's not going to be thankful based upon situation or circumstance. He says, I'm going to be thankful. But he's basing the thanks upon a particular thing. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. New American Standard says, I will tell of your wonders. I will show forth thy marvelous works, the King James says. Okay, the idea being, I'm going to remember what God has done. What he's done for me, yes. What he's done for others, absolutely. What he's done from what we see in the Word, yes, yes. I'm going to recount the wonderful and marvelous works and deeds of the Most High God. And that really helps in those times when we don't feel like giving thanks. We reflect for a moment and remember, and we recount these things, and we declare these things. And they build faith, folks, tremendously. They build faith. So he says from the very beginning, I will do this. Then in verse 2, he says this, I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. King James says, I will be glad and rejoice in you, that exult and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. So look at what he's declared here he's going to do. I will give thanks. I will tell or recount of your marvelous, wonderful deeds and works. I will be glad. I will rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name. I tell you what, folks, these first two verses right here are something I think we need to grab a hold of. And it's sort of interesting that it's sung to a tune of Death of the Son. Really? Could it be the kind of thing that is in such a minor mode type of thing? Okay. Could it be that it's that type of song that's very melancholy as far as a tune, but he's saying, I will give thanks. Could it be because it came out of some situation like that? I will give thanks. I will recount your deeds, Lord. I will be glad. I will rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. You know, when we're being drawn down, when we're struggling, wondering about going this way, going that way, what it is, folks, grab a hold of Psalm 9. Read those first two verses. The declarative things that David declares right here, do it. Give thanks. Recount. Be glad. Rejoice. Sing praise. And watch what God does. Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.